Nagluluksa ang buong aged care community dito sa Australia dahil sa pumalo na sa halos 400 mga inaalaga ang residente ang namatay dahil sa COVID-19 nitong buwan lang ng Enero 2022. Ang datos na ito ay kuha noong 26 ng Enero at kumpara sa buong taon ng 2021 na may 282 lang ang namatay, nababahala ngayon ang mga otoridad. Nitong katapusan lang ng Enero 2022, umabot na sa higit 9,000 residente ang nahawaan ng virus, habang higit 14,000 naman ang staff na nahawaan sa buong bansa. Kaya ayon kay Paul Sadler, ang CEO ng Aged and Community Services Australia, talagang nakakapanglumo ang mga pangyayari.
What's happened is Omicron spread so widely through the broader community that it has infected residents who were out seeing their families, it has infected the staff and the family members, and it has then entered nearly 3/4 of all of the aged care homes across Australia. So it really has overwhelmed the aged care system in a way that the earlier waves, Alpha in 2020 and Delta in 2021, didn't do.
Paliwanag ni Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt, ginawa na nila ang kanilang makakaya para ibigay ang pangangailangan ng sektor para maging ligtas kontra virus. Kabilang sa kanilang sinusupply ay ang personal protective equipment o PPE at mga rapid antigen test para sa mga aged care homes na residente at mga empleyado.
At the Commonwealth level, we've already delivered over 9.2 million rapid antigen tests directly, of which 7.6 million have gone to aged care continuously and consistently since August of last year. We're always looking at continuous improvement. And that's what we've done throughout the pandemic, whether it was closing the borders, the work being done in relation to procuring PPE or right through the course of it. So there's continuous learning and engagement.
Sabi ni Sadler, may mga pagkakataong kulang at natagalan ang pagdating ng supply, kaya iilan lang sa mga staff nila ang nakapag-test, dahilan upang nalagay sa peligro ang buhay ng mga residente. Lalo, karamihan sa kanila ay may mga iniindang sakit.
We still are hearing on a daily basis from aged care homes that are waiting for deliveries and therefore have not been able to activate their plans to test staff or families coming in as regularly as they would really like to do.
Ito din ang isa sa nakikitang dahilan kung bakit mabagal ang pag-angat ng bilang ng mga nagpapabooster sa aged care facilities. At ang pinakamaraming aged care homes na nagka-outbreak ng COVID-19 ay mula sa estado ng New South Wales. Ayon kay Sean Ronnie, ang CEO ng Leading Age Services Australia, mas nababahala sila ngayon dahil dumarami na ang mga naitatalang kaso ng bagong sub-variant ng Omicron na tinatawag na BA2. Kaya mas pinaiigting nila ang kampanya na magpa-booster shot silang mga nasa sektor ng aged care.
The federal government has been running a booster program that sees vaccination teams visit every aged care home to offer the booster to aged care residents. Now, as the last report I heard is that every aged care home will have had at least one visit from those vaccination teams by the end of next week. What we have heard, though, is that the uptake of some residents in some locations has been lower than we would have liked. We'd like to see more residents taking the booster when it is made available to them. And then we look to the staff. We know we have 99% plus of staff in aged care homes vaccinated. We want to see them prioritized for the booster programs.
Dagdag nito, halos na paralisa ang sektor ng aged care matapos umabot sa 15-30% ng staff o empleyado ay hindi maaring makapasok dahil close contact. Kaya tinulungan na sila ng Australian Defence Force.
Call on the government to find a solution. We recommended looking for the Australian Defence Force to be able to help plug those gaps, because what happens is all the pressure then falls back onto the current workforce where they are doing those double shifts, where they are pulling out all stops to be able to keep people safe. But it's unfair when it falls on the shoulders of those few, when we were given assurances that there would be surge workforce, that there would be adequate supplies of PPE and rapid antigen tests available, so we wouldn't be in this situation.
Nanawagan naman ito sa pambansang gabinete na bumuo ng mas konkretong pamamaraan para matugunan ang patuloy na pagtaas ng kaso sa mga namamatay na residente sa aged care dahil sa COVID-19.
We need to come up with a plan so we're not having to reinvent the wheel or re-prosecute arguments for really what you would assume is just the basic supports that are going to be needed to keep people safe in these outbreaks into the future. We need to be resourced and enabled to continue that fight on the front line to keep those older Australians safe and also to support and enable and keep safe the people that are caring for them.
Pahabol ni Sadla, sana'y rerepasuhin na ng gobyerno ang isyu ng sahod ng mga aged care workers. Kabilang dito ang tinatawag na time-limited support payment.
And we need to recognize the toll this has taken on aged care staff. You are having to wear gowns and goggles and face masks and so on. There's a whole extra layer of activity that staff are having to go through in order to prevent the spread of the disease and look after older people. But what I should say is we have a broader issue about the pay rates for aged care workers. Their wages are less than those in retail, in health or in disability, and older people and the people who work for them deserve better than that.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Biwa Kwan na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.